Okay, let's get one thing clear, right? If I'm ever somebody's feeder, if I'm the one that's in charge of fattening them up, you better believe that if I get my way, you're going to end up fatter than you want to be. You know, some guys on Grommer, they come up to me and say, I only want to put on another 5 pounds. And it's like, fuck that, you're putting on 90. And you might think, wait, isn't that problematic? Like, I get to decide how big I get. I can stop at any time. And it's like, no, no, you can't. Because when I feed you, essentially my goal is for you to wear away at your self-control, right? My job is to essentially get you to think a different way than you normally do. So, you know, if you do try to just stick to that 5 pound gain, or, you know, if you only want 50 pounds, my job is to get you to have the same self-control as those 700, 800 pound fatties. My job is to get you into the routine, the lifestyle of somebody who's fatter than they want to be. Like, I want to get you so fat that you start complaining about all the weight you're gaining. And then even while you're complaining, you're still stuffing your face full of fast food. Like, I want to get you so fat and so out of control that even if you put on your favorite shirt, you'd feel a little bit bad about outgrowing it. But you'd still wear it. Like, your belly would just be sticking out from underneath it. If it's a button up, then, you know, the buttons are strained or already popped and you're still wearing it. And like, even if you are one of those gainers that want to put on a lot of weight, like let's say you want to put on 350 pounds. And if that's the case, you know, it's really achievable over the course of like 10, 20 years, right? But I'd make sure to shorten that timeline. I'd make sure, you know, you pack on that much weight within 5-3 years. And hell, if you wanted to, you know, you could gain 300 pounds in 1 year and then 50 pounds the next. It happens to more people than you think. They just end up blowing up like a balloon. And it's all because they have the right type of support network around them. People that want to keep them fat and fatten them up even more. Like, I'm a pretty dominant feeder. Like, there's some of these gainers that I talk to that I only talk to when they're relaxing, when they're eating, when they're deciding to glut out. If they start talking about their day-to-day life or about how they want to stop gaining, I don't really talk back to them. I don't message them back. But the second they start showing me all the food that they're eating or posting food pics on their social media, posting belly pics, that's when I swoop in. Because it's easy to fatten you up more than you'd like whenever you're horny or whenever you're in the mood to just pig out. Because when you're ready to pig out, I'm going to make you pig out. But once you start showing some signs of resistance, that's when I just push a little bit more. I just push you to let go. Maybe try to pick up a new hobby like video games or reading, something where you're more sedentary so that you can really, really feel all the weight that you're piling on. If you're one of those jockey fat boys, you know I'm going to push you to stay out of the weight room and stay in the pool, in the sauna, in the steam room, somewhere where you can relax and let the fat build. Either way, I'm pushing you to be even bigger than you imagined. I want you to go to bed every night, grabbing your gut, grabbing your love handles, your folds, and looking in the mirror and asking yourself, what the fuck am I doing to myself? How'd I let him fatten me up this much? I want you to stare at your reflection and think, shit, I should really stop. Then I want you to keep eating. And some of the gainers listening to this, they're into immobility, and you might think for them like, oh shit, they'd love this. But I can tell you that they wouldn't. Because I would push them to gain so much so fast that they would be immobile before they would be completely ready to be immobilized by their blubber. I'm talking about a young, maybe 26-year-old gainer in the prime of his life, being fattened up to the point where he's just a bed-bound, blubber-bound 27-year-old. Like, I just want to fatten you up until you just start talking about weight loss. I want you to be so chubby and bulky that you actually do want to lose a few pounds here and there. Like, I want to come in and I want to hear all about your diet while I feed you some sheet cake. I want you to just be focused on your skinnier version of yourself that you thought you would be. That's still you at a really, really heavy weight. Like, I want you to look at pictures of yourself with a big saggy gut with a big juicy ass and flabby folds everywhere. I want you to look at that picture and just think, God, I used to be so skinny back then. I want you to be so fattened up that you start thinking about quitting gaining entirely, but you can't because you're already stuck into the lifestyle. So you just get even fatter. Like, I want to make you fatter than you want to be. So you try to lose the weight. So you try to work it out. So you try to fix your diet. Because when you finally give up, and trust me, you will give up. I'll be there with your willpower broken, ready to feed you more and get you even chubbier. And you can complain about how you're just too fat already while I feed you more food. While you just open your mouth and complain more that you're getting too heavy, that you're getting too chubby. I'll just nod along and say, yes, you are getting too fat. And I'll just keep feeding you. I'll just rub your head and saying, you're getting way too fat. You really need to stop. And I'll still keep feeding you. Because if you can't stop gaining weight, if you can't stop getting fatter, that's not my problem, it's yours. Like, I have enough to worry about. I have enough on my plate. But you don't. You need more on your plate. You need more food and you need more fat. Not because you want it, but because I said so. Because your belly and your brain begs for it. That should be the only reason why you're getting fatter. It's not about what you want anymore. Because you really do want to stop. Let's be honest. But you're not going to stop. It's not about your needs. You're just going to end up fatter than you want to be. It's not your choice anymore. It's just inevitable at this point. If you are going to lose weight, your metabolism will have to pick up because you're not going to figure it out. I'm going to have you so deep into this lifestyle of just pigging out and relaxing that it's going to be so hard to get out of it. There's millions of people that just end up stumbling into a fatter body than they would like. And that's all without any encouragement. Imagine if I really pushed you to get fatter than you wanted to be. If I just ignored that goal weight that you set and I just kept feeding you, never checking the scale, just seeing you get blubberier, juicier, greedier every time that we met. You showing up to feeding sessions with food already in your mouth. You just drinking gainer shakes every time you get thirsty. Like, there's so many different ways you can just let yourself go. And I want to see you do every single one of them.